For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill, and I'm visiting with Brad Gillum of Putnam County, a soybean grower there. And earlier, we learned that Brad had the top honor, a statewide winner for non-irrigated soybeans, 98 bushels per acre. First of all, Brad, tell us about the variety of beans that you used in your field to get this high yield.
Yeah, I used Stein. I'd never planted Stein beans before, but I decided I was going to change my program and go Liberty Link this year. And so I went with the Stein as a 3.6 bean, and I mean, it yielded very well.
Is this your first time participating in the yield contest?
I was in it probably 15 or 20 years ago, and I don't know. I think I won a district or something back then, but I hadn't in the past several years. No, I haven't been in it.
So what led you to pursue this opportunity this year?
Well, I just thought that we had pretty good potential the way the year turned out, the way the weather was for my type of ground. I farm all creek and river bottom ground, and Mother Nature kind of cooperated for my type of ground. The past several years, you know, we've had too much rain, I mean, for my type of ground, so I hadn't really had the potential, I didn't think.
What kind of treatments, what kind of conditioning do you do for your ground ahead of and throughout the season?
We just basically run a vertical tillage tool over it and then plant right in it. I mean, we run over corn stalks or the bean stubble. These are actually beans following beans, because I planted soybeans last year in this particular field. So we just lightly tilled it with a vertical tillage tool and then planted it.
Now, you mentioned that you've used Stein for the first time in this field. Looking back on your prior seed selections, what ultimately led you to go with Stein?
Well, like I said, I decided to change the chemical programs, and I mean, Stein is the one that developed the Liberty Link traits, and I mean, they're the ones that basically have, you know, all the traits and divvied it out, so I thought they would be the top one, you know, to go with.
Now, were you expecting 98 bushels per acre this year?
No, not at all. I mean, I thought we had good potential, but, you know, I was thinking that 75 or 80 bushels, what I thought, you know, back in, you know, first September, you know, I was real surprised.
So what was your reaction in addition to that surprise when you saw that number come up?
Well, I was tickled to death, but actually, you know, I'm sure hoping I could break the 100, which we didn't quite do, but I was tickled to death, you know.
Now, again, this is in the non-irrigated soybean category. It sounds like you're part of the state, probably not much need for irrigation to begin with.
Well, no, some years it gets terrible dry up here. Don't think it doesn't, but like I said, I farm all bottom land, and most of my land's kind of wet land, you know, so actually, I do better in a dry year than I do in a wet year on my type of ground, because too much water is just as bad as not any.
And looking on those wet years, is there anything in particular you have to do to those fields to get them ready for planting so that they aren't still that wet?
Well, we don't have much tile. I mean, a few of them's tiled, but a lot of drainage. You have to keep the drainage working on all the fields. You know, that's the main thing on my type of fields that I farm.
Now, as a result of being the top grower for non-irrigated soybeans through the partnership of the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council, I understand you're picking up a few prizes, including a trip to Anaheim later this year?
Yeah, that's what they tell me. I'm tickled to death. I've been out there. I won the corn growers, I think 19 years ago, back in 97. So I was out there then, same place. So, but I haven't been since. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the trip.
Anything in particular you're looking forward to with Commodity Classic?
Well, just enjoy the weather and try to go to some of the meetings and, you know, hopefully learn something, hopefully.
Do you have any words of advice for any of your fellow growers around the state or up there in the Northeast with regards to this and other yield contests?
Oh, just, you know, I don't have any secrets. I mean, I push the fertilizer wrecks, you know, I'm on the top end of that, and I think the guy sure needs to get his pH right to start with. That's the most important thing, and then, you know, I think early plant usually pays off, especially in soybeans. You know, the earlier you can plant, the usually the better off you are. And then seed treatments is real important, I think.
Brad Gellum of Putnam County is our guest today, as he is the statewide winner in the Missouri Soybeans Annual Yield Contest for non-irrigated soybeans. Again, 98 bushels per acre using Stein seed, specifically the variety 36LE32. Brad, do you have any final comments for our listeners today?
Well, I'm just thankful, you know, that the good Lord blessed me, and I mean, you know, we can't control Mother Nature, but it was kind to me this year, and I'm just tickled to death with the yield.
Brad Gellum of Putnam County, our guest today on Ag Insight. Congratulations on the award, and best wishes to you. We'll see you in Anaheim.
Okay, thank you.
And for Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.